This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Monday postponed the general election by 4 weeks to October 17th, but ruled out delaying it any further as the country tackles a new outbreak of the coronavirus. The election had been scheduled to be held September 19th. Pressure had been mounting on Ardern to postpone the vote amid the resurgence of COVID-19. Infections in its biggest city, Auckland, after the country had been free of the coronavirus for 102 days. New Zealand Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters called Sunday for a delay to the election. The main opposition National Party also wanted a delay after they were forced to cancel campaign events due to restrictions on movement and in crowds because of the pandemic. It has also accused Ardern of using the crisis to shore up support. Ardern said she had advised the Governor General of the new election date and added she did not intend to change it again. New Zealand law requires the election to be held before November 21st. South Korea counted its fourth straight day of triple-digit increases in new coronavirus cases as the government urged people to stay home and curb travel. The government had drawn up a special holiday Monday with hopes of spurring domestic consumption. But as infections in the capital region increase, the health minister, Park Young-ho, urged people to stay home and for residents in Seoul and the nearby province to avoid visiting other parts of the country for 2 weeks. Most of the 197 cases Monday came from the greater capital region. More than 774,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the United States, it's more than 170,000. There are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the U.S. making up more than 5.4 million, and Brazil and India together making up nearly 6 million. This is VOA News.